Thanks, Aaron. Good afternoon. An update on the murder that occurred this morning in Mendocino County, where sheriff's detectives have just identified 23-year-old Kelsey Madueno and 19-year-old Abel Madueno as being the victims of the reported shooting incident. At this time, Abel is recovering from a non-lethal gunshot wound, while Kelsey was pronounced dead at the scene. This morning near 3 a.m., the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office took a 911 call from a residence in the 10,000 block of East Road in Redwood Valley. Their identities are still unknown. Two unknown individuals entered the home with their firearms and shot at the two family members. One of the suspects wore a red hoodie sweatshirt and a black bandana covering his face. The two were last seen leaving the residence northbound on East Road in a black Cadillac Escalade SUV. Anyone that can help in the case, contact the Mendocino Sheriff's Office. The last day to register to vote for the November 6th presidential general election is this Monday, the 22nd. You should update your voter registration if you have moved, changed your mailing address, changed your name, or want to change or select a political party preference. You can register to vote in California. If you're a U.S. citizen, California resident, at least 18 years of age, and not in prison or on parole for a felony conviction. Registering to vote is a simple process. You can now register to vote online at registertovote.ca.gov, or registration forms are available at the Humboldt County Election Department or the Election Department in your county. And you can hear the third and final presidential debate here on KINS Monday night, 6 to 7:30 p.m. TEDx is coming to Arcata. The independently organized event has gained popularity worldwide and is a program devoted to ideas worth spreading. The conference brings people together from three worlds: technology, entertainment, and design. TEDx will be held December 2nd at the Arcata Theater Lounge. The event promises to deliver a dynamic and interesting cast of local speakers preparing to present talks related to the theme, I Found It. Organizers warn that the audience will be extremely limited, as a number of tickets will be on sale for an hour at midnight on November 16th, and will go on sale at noon later that day. Tickets are $60 apiece. Caltrans announced today that construction at the Greenwood Creek Bridge Replacement Project, that's south of Elk, will require extended traffic control on Monday through the 26th to keep the project on schedule by removing a portion of the existing bridge to accommodate construction of the new bridge. Motorists should anticipate 40-minute delays from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. At other times, one-way traffic control will continue to be in place 24 hours per day, 7 days per week. More KINS news after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw this switch here and put... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical... Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
The Humboldt County Sheriff's Department has a wide variety of tasks. We spoke with David Morey of the Sheriff's Office. He says that volunteers are always needed.
We're always looking for volunteers, and we have a lot of programs. We have an Explorer program, and the Explorer program is more geared towards the younger individual, the 16, 17, 18-year-old type kid that's coming out of high school into college, possibly thinking about a career in law enforcement. Gives them a chance to see what it's all about and make some determinations if it's for them or not.
He also mentioned the Sheriff's Citizens on Patrol group.
But they're a great group. They're always looking for people to volunteer. And, you know, they're the eyes and ears of the department. And I think that's where somebody could really make a difference is, you know, they're in a uniform, they're in a car, and they're out looking for bad things that are happening to report them to the deputies that are on duty. The animal shelter is always looking for volunteers to come help with feeding and cleaning and walking dogs and taking care of them.
If you are interested in volunteering, contact the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.